There must be some way out of here, said the Joker to the thief. There's too much confusion, I can't get no relief. Businessmen, they drink my wine, plowmen dig my earth. None of them along the line know what any of it is worth.
Okay, good morning, and welcome to the Monday edition of the Investigative Journal. I'm your host, Greg Szymanski, and I'll be here for the next 2 hours. So 11 p.m. to 1 p.m. every day, Monday through Friday. Today, there's so much to talk about today. I did want to mention one thing regarding the contamination of our dog food. This story is something that, I've listened to a lot of what's happening, you know, the food coming from China being poisoned with certain elements. Many dogs have come down sick. There's one solution to it. First, buy good dog food to begin. There are a couple products on the market that you can buy, and the problem is people buy cheap dog food. Don't do it. There's a couple good products. One I have used for a long time called Avoderm. You're not going to get that problem. It doesn't come from China. And it's a very, very high-quality food, so do that. Don't feed your dog food this garbage that you get in the grocery stores. Go to a feed store. Go to someone and talk to somebody. I learned this a long time ago with horses when I used to train horses. And if you don't treat the lower-level animals as well as you treat yourself, we have a responsibility to take care of horses, dogs, everybody that God has put here on our earth. And I learned a long time ago when I was training horses, you can get away from a lot of intestinal problems, colic, other things, by feeding them really good food. And that'll solve a lot of this problem. So if you boycott all these, Alpo and the rest of these people who God knows what they put in this food, and you feed them exceptionally good food, it may cost you a little bit more. But listen, they're worth it, as you are. So as you would feed yourself, we talk about the contamination of our own food, how we do not get nutrients in our own food now. Taste a piece of corn, an ear of corn now. It has very little taste compared to, I remember, getting corn off my dad's farm when I was a kid, and boy, that was good. And so when you're eating all these synthetic foods and all the poisons that they put in our food, you got to do the same thing to yourself. Please, it's worth spending a little bit more money to save your life, because if you eat well, you'll feel well, and that goes with your animals too. So the problem is, don't give them cheap dog food. That's really important, and that applies to you too. Now, secondly, I want tomorrow on my show, you're going to have to listen. Last week, I think it was Wednesday, I had Sid Catlett. He was an NBA basketball player, an African-American, who told you the truth about racism and how there's a third party, a shadow group, who have fueled the fires of racism over the years and how they sold out black America and white America. I will have today Eric Phelps on, and we're going to talk about who that shadowy group may be, controlling the fuels of racism and war in our country. And he's with us he comes on my show, I think, twice a month, and provides vital information. The reason I do that is because there's going to come a time when this information is not going to be able to be heard. And if you don't believe me, I want to discuss one. We're going to get to Eric shortly. I got a short break coming up. But over the weekend, I sat down and was flicking through the television. And on one of the cable channels, there was an old movie on with Spencer Tracy and Burt Lancaster called Judgment of Nuremberg. And this happened to be the trial of four German judges. One named, his last name was Yanni, one of the German judges. And it really, at the end of the show, the defense attorney mentioned some things. And I want to talk about it after we come back, and then we'll get to my guest back after this short message.
How are you preparing ahead for the events in the future? In the near future, we know there will be those of us that will not be able to buy or sell. Stoves and More wants to help give you the freedom from the systems of the world and from skyrocketing fuel prices. Stoves is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you an independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. These state-of-the-art cook stoves are like grandma's old stoves. They have large, airtight, efficient fireboxes that give you an all-night burn, easily heating up to 2,000 square feet. Whether or not you're off the grid, we have products for you from stoves to Staber washers and 24-volt refrigeration. At Stoves & More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. To the first 10 people to purchase a stove, we'll send a free copy of our newly released DVD, Getting Started with Wood Cook Stoves. Stoves & More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web. So visit us at www.stovesandmoreonline.com. That website again, stovesandmoreonline.com.
With recent international from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. It's the power of gold to worry you, and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today, 1-800-691-7898, and let Robbie Noel or Jeff Bennett help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Be confused? Call Rip Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power gold.
We've all considered solar power one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator. For a lot less than you'd expect, this portable system can chop nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com. Free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com, 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073, or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
Broke arms, broken strings, broken threads, broken springs, broken idols, broken heads, people sleeping in broken beds. No use jiving, ain't no use joking. Everything is broken.
Okay, and as Bob Dylan says, everything's broken, but the only reason it is because you allow it to be broken. You can change things in this country, and it starts with yourself. It starts with an internal belief in yourself. It starts with an understanding that to defeat that be, it must be first a spiritual battle within yourself to understand the truth and to constantly fight for it and to expose those who are trying to bring down this country. And that's really the way it is. People call me all the time or email me are asking, how can I feel helpless, I can't do anything, they're going to take over country, they're going to take over my land, they're killing my animals, they're killing everything. Well, yes, they will, unless you understand that you must stand up against them and fight them and find out the real octopus is. And that's what we do on this show, because it's useless to fight. You know, it's kind of like shadow boxing in the wind. If you don't really know who the enemy is, I mean, what are we doing? I mean, they've got so much power and money that they use for evil purposes. We need to first identify them, identify in yourself whether you feel close to your creator or you are basically just a shill or minion for the state, and find out, you know, answer those questions first. Answer your spiritual questions, because if you don't get to the bottom of that, you will never be saved. And really what I mean by that is there is an obligation of all of us help each other in whatever information first that we have. And the most devastating problem we face in this country are people who are lying to you, constantly lying about the real truth behind who is controlling this world takeover. It doesn't take, it doesn't take a brain surgeon to figure it out. Once you put the pieces together. And I was mentioning the Judgment in Nuremberg. And I remember that was on this weekend. It's an old movie with Spencer Tracy and Burt Lancaster. And it took place in 1948 in Nuremberg, 2 years after the war was over. And I saw it back in the 80s, and I hadn't seen it since. But I watched it of interest. I have interest in the law. And I found that the similarities with this trial, and basically it was a tribunal set up with three American judges, and they set up a tribunal in Nuremberg. The military prosecutor was presenting a case for four German judges who were charged with war crimes and atrocities, including the death of more than 6 million in concentration camps. Now, the role in this was the fact that they overlooked, or they used their authority as judges to sign documents to send innocent people to the concentration camp, and also to sterilize those who they knew were political dissidents. Now, the prosecutor did a case, and he showed films, of course, of the atrocities in the concentration camps. But the defense attorney, at the end of the, and I might add, the ruling was two judges against one, the dissenting judge, and there was a whole bunch of political infighting at the time because America was now waging another war, and they wanted the people behind them, and so they felt that they should just let these judges go. Well, two of the judges would not allow that, and these four judges were sentenced to life imprisonment. Now, the real interesting aspect of this movie was at the end when the defense attorney was presenting his case, and although one of the judges, Yanni, had sex and actually spoke out and said he was guilty, and basically in open court said that against his defense attorney's wishes. The defense attorney then said, I have an obligation, even despite the fact my client has professed his guilt for overlooking this and following the Third Reich. What he said was, I still have an obligation to defend him. And he said this, he says, although my client may be guilty, others in this world are guilty of the same thing. And he presented a devastating indictment of the world. And he mentioned some things about the American government knowing about Nazism and allowing it to go forward. He mentioned the case of the American industrialists who funded Hitler, profited from war. He mentioned Churchill, deeply involved with this, Mussolini. And then he actually said this in the movie. He said, and if these people are guilty, so is the Vatican, for they're concordant with Hitler in 1933. And that was an interesting point, because I think it probably was overlooked back then when the movie was made. But now the whole story has greater importance, because the same thing's happening here. He pointed out the Reichstag fire, which is similar to many of what patriots here call 9/11. They pointed out the changing of the German laws, similar to the Patriot Act. They pointed out how the German and the many judges and prosecutors were then intimidated or went along with the Nazi regime to punish people because of the fact that the power in the government had been usurped and be the political power, just like the Bush administration, just like the prosecutorial problems in our country right now. So all of the things added up, and then the defense attorney's question about the Vatican, which was very important, and we go back to 1933, we're concordant, and I thought I'd bring in Eric Phelps right at this point. Eric, are you there?
Yes. Hi, Greg, and pleasure to you and your listeners.
Yeah, I thought we might, that movie just was very interesting because the defense attorney in the movie did mention the Vatican's concordat and said, if my client is guilty, the judge, so is to these people, including the American industrialists, Mussolini, Roosevelt, as well as the Vatican for their concordat. Can you explain that? Because I know you're one of the eminent researchers in this area. What exactly was going on with the Vatican and the Nazi Party? We did at one point in our show leave off in the Second World War, but tell us about that.
Okay. First of all, the prosecutor is correct. The defense attorney is correct that they're all guilty, first and foremost, the Vatican. Now, to understand what was done in the Third Reich, we have to go back to what the Jesuits were saying in their monthly or bimonthly periodical called La Civiltà Cattolica, which, by the way, Michael Collins Piper quotes all the time. And in La Civiltà Cattolica, from about 1880 to about 1930, they continued with this Jewish Question agitation, and they advocated that the Jews ultimately be removed out of Europe. And then when Lance von Liebenfeld ran in the 20s, late teens and 20s, he called for, and Liebenfeld was a Knights Templar. He was a Roman Catholic priest who left the order. I believe he was a Catholic, not sure, but he left the order. He met Hitler as a boy at Lombardy, and then he became a minister and a high Freemason, and he wrote on the Jesuits, particularly wrote a work on Jesuits on the Jesuits' Bull Depression. But he advocated the offering of all the European Jews that they should have ultimately burned. And this was really the Jesuit doctrine being worked out in La Civilta Cattolica. So SS came along and began to implement policies. They were merely implementing the policies that were spoken by the Jesuits in their organ, La Civilta Cattolica. We also remember that Hitler, when the Enabling Act was passed, as John Cornwall writes in his Hitler's book, that enabled Hitler to engage in his first treaty. And the first treaty was the Concordat with the Pope, whereby that concordat silenced all Roman Catholic priests, bishops, and bishops in Germany from saying anything to Hitler.
Yeah, give us, you know, as much evidence. I'd really like to get into this because many people email me after either write about this area, the Vatican's influence with Mein Kampf and their influence in fueling the fires of Nazism. Can you present, if you were now presenting a case against the Vatican and that they should be indicted and charged with war crimes and crimes against humanity for their connection to the killing of more than 6 million Jews and others in concentration camps, including many from my home country of Poland, which you know has really devastated that country. I feel lucky to even be here looking at all these atrocities that took place. But if you were presenting a case against them, could you do that for us now?
Sure.
And we only have a minute before the break, so start out, and then if we hear the music, we'll come back and continue. Go ahead.
I would go to their basic doctrine at that time, which called the Jews, all Jews, quote-unquote, the perfidious Jews. I would go into their doctrines that they taught Pacelli as a young priest to hate the Jews and that his teachers were primarily Jesuits. In fact, his foremost teacher was Father Xavier Warrens, who later became the Jesuit general, as rightly shown in Cornwall's Hitler's Pope, and I believe also David Kirshner's great work, The Popes Against the Jews. But I would show this is the basic doctrine of the Vatican to hate the Jews and ultimately call for their mass murder and expulsion from Europe so that they can reorganize Europe along a Roman Catholic lines, all subordinated to the Pope. We'll go first to their doctrines. They never, ever repeal their doctrines. Then from there, I would go to La Civilta Cattolica, which Kirshner digests very well in his book, The Popes Against the Jews, and show all this evidence that the Jesuits were agitating against the Jews in Europe for 50 years. And then I would show the evidence of the Vatican calling all Freemasonry Judaistic Freemasonry, blaming the Jews for all Freemasonry, which the Jesuits had done for years. And Leo Lehman makes this very plain in his great work, Behind the Dictators.
Okay, listen, let's take a short break here, 3 minute break, come back, and let's continue right where we left off with my guest, Eric Phelps, back after these short messages.
World War III? Rising fuel prices? Financial collapse? Trucker strike? North American Union? Our world has become a very fragile place, and we need to be prudent and plan ahead. Don't wait for an impending crisis to become reality. Then it will be too late. Stoves and More wants to help give you freedom from the systems of the world. If the grid is down and fossil fuels are not available to you, how would you heat your home, cook your food, and heat your water? People, we need to be more independent and able to take care of ourselves in a natural disaster, political crisis, or financial crisis. Stoves and More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you the independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. With the right application, you'll be able to use these stoves all year long, not just during the winter months. At Stoves and More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. Stoves and More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at stovesandmoreonline.com. Food, water, and a wood cook stove are keys to your survival in a crisis. Take action!
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously. Live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
We're back on the Investigative Journal. My guest is Eric Phelps, author of Vatican Assassins 3. You can get that at his website. It's a new edition, 1,500 pages, detailing the real spiritual controllers of the New World Order and how they got their hooks in most every put it this way. Look at what's happening to our country, folks. The rights being taken away. This is not something that just some tin horn politician thought up. These plans have been in place for a long time, and we're talking right now about the Third Reich and the Jesuit connection to that, and showing the similarities to what's happening in our country, which are very important to do. So go ahead, Eric. You were presenting a case of the Vatican involvement with the Nationalist Socialist Party, the Nazi Party in Germany, and how they systematically destroyed that country for a reason. Go ahead.
Right. Remember, the Jesuits had always wanted to destroy Protestant Prussia. That was the purpose of the Franco-Prussian War, actually the Austrian-Prussian War of 1866 and the Franco-Prussian War of 1870-71. They were always attempting to destroy Protestant Prussia and then reunite under the Catholic head with Bavaria and southern Germany. But as Kirchner writes in his book, page 134, The Popes Against the Jews, he tells about the Civilta Cattolica, and he says here, the most influential Catholic periodical anywhere in the world, founded at the request of Pope Pius IX, Lincoln's assassin, and supervised by the popes and their secretaries of state, was the Jesuit biweekly Civilta Cattolica, actually La Civilta Cattolica. The Jesuit journal kicked off its long campaign against the Jews in December of 1880 with a series of 36 fiercely anti-Semitic articles, which were published over the following 40 months. He goes on down, talks about the Observatore Romano, which is another newspaper of the Vatican, and some of the things that these Jesuits were saying here. Said, quote, alas, wrote Father Oreglia, people had not followed the Church's teaching and had come to regret it. Quote, the Jews, eternal insolent children, obstinate, dirty, thieves, liars, ignoramuses, pests, and the scourge of those near and far, immediately abused their newfound freedom to interfere with that of others. They managed to lay their hands on all public wealth, that's what we hear today all the time, And virtually alone, they took control not only of all the money, but of the law itself in those countries where they have been allowed to hold public offices, unquote. So this is the typical rant and rave of the Jesuits against the Jews that was mastered and championed by Civilta Cattolica and later becomes the doctrine of the Nazi Party and to be carried out by the SS, which leads us to the next question, where does the SS come from? Well, the SS first began as a Freikorps, the Freikorps, in Bamberg. Well, Bamberg was a Jesuit haven for centuries. Bamberg had a Jesuit seminary there for some time. Bamberg had, Jesuits had its major church. There was St. Martin's Church in Bamberg, right next to the cathedral. And the Archbishop of Bamberg was Jacobus von Hauck. And Jacobus von Hauck was the godfather. He's called in the book written by Rolf Hauckhoek, he's called the father uncle of Himmler. So it was Jacobus von Hauck who oversaw Himmler in the formation of the SS, first as the Freikorps, later as the SS. And Jacobus von Hauck was the dear bosom brother archbishop to Archbishop of Munich, Michael Cardinal von Fallhaber. And Michael Cardinal von Fallhaber had as a canon, had as a legal canon where he handles all the canon law of the church, that canon was a man named August Wilhelm Petain. August Wilhelm Petain was the cousin of Heinrich Himmler. And August Wilhelm Petain resigned from being a priest and a canon and entered the SS and was a major player at the SS headquarters, ultimately in Berlin. So we see the Vatican being involved in bringing Hitler to power. The Enabling Act was a key act that the center party, which was the Roman Catholic Party of Germany at the time, led by Knight of Malta, Franz von Papen, that the center party approved of the Enabling Act that granted Hitler powers of dictatorship, according to Cornwall. And what is the first thing he does? He enters into a treaty with the Vatican called the Concordat, with Secretary of State Pacelli, who later will become Pius XII in 1939.
Yeah, and I was mentioning at the beginning of the show that that was even mentioned in the movie, the old movie, The Judgment at Nuremberg, with Spencer Tracy and Burt Lancaster. We're talking about facts here, facts that are covered up normally. America doesn't even know about those things.
Okay, that reminds me of another priest. An American priest by the name of Joseph McCabe, he resigned from the priesthood. He became a socialist and an atheist. Yet he wrote a tremendous 19 small-volume work called The Black International. And in those 19 pamphlets, he shows one of the titles of one of his pamphlets, and I have one, is titled Pius XII Brings Hitler to Power. And it's absolutely convincing, especially coming from this ex-priest. And it just so happened that J. Edgar Hoover, that dirty, stinking Kennedy assassination, suppressed the circulation of the Black International, lest it be known that Pius XII brought Hitler to power.
Listen, let's take a 3-minute break, come back for a second half hour. I know people always call when you're on the line, Erica, 800-313-9443. And if anybody disagrees, please call me. I know there's people out there who are skeptical. Call. We'll discuss it intelligently back after this short message.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits. No increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a biweekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit InterestReductionSolutions.com. or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
Hi, Michelle. I haven't seen you on the bus for a while. Did they change your shift?
No, Lori. I finally quit my job. I'm working at home now, and I love it. No more commuting. And I'm home when the kids get out of school.
Working at home? Doing what?
It's a long story. It all started when I discovered the website earnmoneyathome123.com.
Oh, Michelle, you didn't fall for one of those internet deals, did you?
Well, I looked into several, and this one is for real.
Are you sure?
I didn't quit my job until I was sure, and now I'm making way more money working at home.
Really?
I've joined the success team in their major advertising co-op. Our business is fully automated, which gives me more money and the time to enjoy it. I'll be earning money while we're skiing this winter.
What was that website again?
EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Here, write it down.
Good idea. EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Maybe we can go skiing this winter, too.
EarnMoneyAtHome123.com is a global opportunity.
Catholic priest calls on Catholics and Christians to resist an unjust attack against Iran. Father John Martinez, a Catholic priest, speaks out to declare the Catholic Church's true teaching, that it would be a mortal sin for Catholic soldiers to attack Iran. In a one-hour lecture, Father John Martinez warns about the Zionist plot to rule the world and to use the United States to ignite the flames of World War III by its satanic plan to unjustly attack Iran. He exposes that George Bush is a Zionist and how Congress is controlled by the Zionists. Father John Martinez gravely warns of nuclear weapons being used by the United States and the threat of the possible end of the world. For additional information on how you can help stop World War III, order Father John Martinez's CD entitled An Unjust Attack on Iran, available for $10 by Father John Martinez. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for the address.
We are back on the Investigative Journal, and every time that ad comes on my show, I feel obligated to respond to that, and only because, you know, Father Martinez has his right under the freedom of our First Amendment rights to talk openly. But I disagree. I disagree with his analysis, and I disagree that the Zionists are the root of the problem. I've asked Father Martinez through just on my show. I can't find a phone number or anything. But I've asked him to come on my show for hours. He can spend 2 hours free of charge talking about this with me. So if anybody out there knows him or would even in the advertising department of the Republic Broadcasting Network, tell him to come on my show and speak about it. I know he disagrees, Eric, you disagree with him, but I find it quite interesting that an ad like this would appear. What do you think about that?
Well, the purpose of the ad is to make it look as though the papacy has nothing to do with this war in the Middle East when it started it. It's to make it look as though the Jews are the ones responsible, because after all, the Zionists run the U.S. and the Zionists are Jews and the Zionists run the CFR. CFR runs the government, therefore it's the Jews that are behind all this. And I'm not denying that there are Jews involved, but these Jews involved, like Henry Kissinger, that Night of Malta and others, are all nothing more than papal court Jews. And that the ones really behind it are the Jesuits ruling New York City and Washington, D.C., through Georgetown and Fordham Universities. So this is typical Jesuit rhetoric. It's the same exact rhetoric that the Jesuits used in the 1880s of igniting Europe against the Jew for ultimately blaming Bolshevik communism on the Jew. When the Jesuits ran it, when Jesuit Edmund Walsh was there from 1922 to 24, Walsh entered into secret concordat with the Pope, with Stalin and Lenin, and made Stalin the secretary of the Communist Party in 1922. So it's this Jewish front group that's working for the Vatican that's going to willingly take the blame to be able to blame all the Jews in North America so they can be put to death, when in fact it's the Jesuits who are the ones behind it.
And I might add, I always bring this up, and this is documented fact off a Jesuit website, boasting that they can that 10% of our congressmen, 10% of our senators are Jesuit trained. So, I mean, they have Father Martinez just said that our government was controlled by Zionists. But why then are 10% Jesuit trained?
I mean, we have to remember that the first Zionists were Jesuits. And I use the term Zionist meaning that calling for the Jews, for national homeland for the Jews, for the purpose, not for establishing a sovereign nation of Israel that would be self-governing, but for reestablishing the Pope's kingdom of Jerusalem that existed during the Dark Ages. That is the purpose that the Jesuits championed the Zionist movement, beginning with Napoleon Bonaparte, because it was Napoleon who was the one calling for Palestine to being a homeland for the Jews first, and then later it goes on with the Dreyfus Affair and Theodore Herzl. So the Jesuits are the ultimate labor Zionists. They created it, they financed it, and they controlled it through men like George Bush.
Yeah, and my gripe is always this. If I wasn't deeply involved in researching this and I was just a listener or reader, I would want to know about these things. I mean, I would like to know about the Zionist movement from the people who spread that information. I would like to know about the Vatican's connection, like you talk about. But what is really a joke as a journalist? And let me say this outright. I mean, I started reporting years ago, back in the late 70s, and I had this kind of feeling that, you know, a very ideological young young reporter who wanted to write. But as I moved along in my profession, what upsets me the most is that there is no freedom of speech in this country. And I saw it firsthand, because many of my stories were always edited, or if they touched on subjects that didn't meet the mainstream's approval, you can just forget about it. You just take your money, son, or go. And I locked horns with so many of these people over the years that I finally started my own little newspaper in Idaho and kind of retreated from the national scene and wanted to report just locally. And boy, I met so many good people where I worked. But the same thing happened to me. I was even threatened by the owner, the guy who was my biggest advertiser. He owned a drugstore in this little town. And as soon as he didn't like what I was writing, he threatened to pull my ads, which really would hurt me financially. But I said, I don't care. Well, anyway, things worked out, but that's how they operate, even in the little local areas. So when I got out of that and finally got into the alternative, thinking, geez, you know, now I can finally spread freedom of speech, you know, I find the same thing in the alternative media. Many of the outlets that used to, like, treat me like I was the best thing since sliced bread, as soon as I started talking about the real spiritual controller, as soon as I started bringing on people and in my articles on my website started to show the connections, all these places dropped me like a hot potato, all these so-called broadcasters who spread freedom. And the only place left is this station and this show. And I fear, and if you don't hear me on the networks in the future, you'll know it's the same reason. And I fight this constantly. And I want my listeners to know, my loyal listeners, that no matter where whatever happens, this message will not end. And you do not have freedom of speech in this country. I know it. I've seen it firsthand. But how can I back down from a journalistic point of view when there is so much evidence beyond a reasonable doubt that there is a conspiracy, and I use that word in the legal sense, a conspiracy to commit crimes, a conspiracy to take away your rights by all parties in the media, alternative and mainstream, that are quashing this message. Now, my point is this. It needs to be discussed. It is discussed in courts of law today, folks. In San Francisco, there's a federal case going on right now indicting the Vatican for the same things we're talking about. So why can't we have freedom of speech in our country? Eric, do you have any reasons? What is going on? How can they deeply control so many people? From your point of view, what's your thoughts?
Well, when you control the money, you can control the culture. And as I show in my book, the Jesuits founded and controlled the Federal Reserve Bank. The top men that have ruled that bank, especially the gold hoard in New York City, have been Knights of Malta, men like William J. McDonough, CFR member, Knight of Malta, Irish Catholic, and others that I document. That the Jesuits have been involved on the Federal Reserve Board, that they rule all the credit, an extension of credit in this country, and therefore when you control the money, you can then give money that you want to men like Donald Trump, who gets $3 billion in grants a year, or you can withhold money from people that will begin to expose you and cut you off, and they can cut them off so that they have no voice to talk. Men like Father Bruce Ritter, who was the head of Covenant House, how they drove him to an early death because he was investigating the pedophile ring. So when you control the money, you control Wall Street, you control all the issuing of the currency, you control the Department of the Treasury, and then through that power you can begin to say who gets a public forum and who doesn't.
All right, which is really contrary to what freedom of speech means in its purest sense.
Right. Burke McCarty wrote about this in her great book, The Suppressed Truth About the Assassination of Abraham Lincoln, which she wrote about it in 1924. She said the press in 1924 was totally controlled, that there was nobody who was going to get this message out on the Vatican and the Jesuits, and that's one reason why they had successfully assassinated Lincoln and Garfield and McKinley and Harding and got away with it. So as they did then, it's even worse now.
Yeah, and then that moves on to Kennedy, and which you've documented in your research, and I think that's how you got started in this whole thing as a kid, thinking about and being very depressed about the Kennedy assassination. Correct?
That's correct. I was very distraught about it, and it was even more distressing that it was never resolved, and so that led me to many years of reconsidering and finding bits and pieces here and there, but. As I say, the greatest article that really opened my eyes to it all was written by a Roman Catholic named Martin Lee, who is one of the world's authorities on the Knights of Malta and the rising fascism in Europe. And he wrote the article, Who Are the Knights of Malta?, published by the National Catholic Reporter on October 14th of 1983. And when he listed all these top Knights of Malta, I said, my God.
To pass away, but life presents us possibilities each and every day. I heard a calling that was right for me. I prayed for strength for what's ahead of me. Show me the sun rose high and burnt the night away. Who stood before me was my enemy.
Don't tread on me.
He's come to take away my liberties. I'd rather die than be a slave to thee.
Don't tread on me.
Killed my brothers, they lay dead by me. Hit them hard, we made them pay that day. We hung the traitors from the highest trees.
Mercy from
lost a lot, our pain was heavy. Sacrifice for God and country.
No more killing.
He held the ground that was in front of me. This was the price to pay for liberty.
Still you hear me say,
I'd rather die than be your slave. Yeah.
Boys have changed while man has stayed the same. Tribal families rule not over me. I will not let them break my liberty.
How are you preparing ahead for the events in the future?
In the near future, we know there will be those of us that will not be able to buy or sell. Stoves & More wants to help give you the freedom from the systems of the world and from skyrocketing fuel prices. Stoves & More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you an independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. These state-of-the-art cook stoves are nothing like Grandma's old stoves. They have large, airtight, efficient fireboxes that give you an all-night burn, easily heating up to 2,000 square feet. Whether or not you're off the grid, we have products for you from stoves to Staber washers and 12 and 24 volt refrigeration. At Stoves & More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. To the first 10 people who purchase a stove, we'll send a free copy of our newly released DVD, Getting Started with Wood Cook Stoves. Stoves & More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at www.stovesandmoreonline.com. That website again, stovesandmoreonline.com.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today, 1-800-691-7898, and let Robbie Noel or Jeff Bennett help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
Patriots.
Silver have been